Thanks, Jim. I'm just going to do a bit of an update tonight and sort of set things stage. So as we've been meeting about this, one of the first things about setting a sort of situation report is to get you your heads around where are things at, where does Canada fit in all of this? And since we met the last time, what we've seen is a consistent trend week over week, which is the number of cases globally is not increasing at an increasing rate. It's actually declining. So we're somewhere between 5% and 6% increase week over week in terms of cases, which is substantively below where we were. And largely why this is due to what's happening in the whole Pacific region. In that you're not seeing the growth in India anymore, and largely in countries like Australia, throughout the Pacific, into Africa, not seeing the case growth. Where most of the case growth is, and these are the real hot spots of the world, are the United States. There's a few countries in Europe, but particularly places like Argentina and in South America. Those are the ones which are really growing. So Canada doesn't even show up on most of the international places as a hotspot. So I wanna try and give you some perspective as to where we are and look at the last week. So we're in the middle of a fall resurgence, and all of the countries I'm gonna talk about are in the same kind of resurgence, but it gives you a level or perspective of how big those particular countries are. So in terms of where we are in Canada right now, over the last week, during a period where we've seen a lot of case growth, we're in a fall resurgence, it's turned out to be about 37 cases per 100,000 people. So how does that compare? Now, most of us have, we've talked about it before, Germany is one of those countries which is seen as sort of a model in terms of managing it. They've done some of the best in the world. They're at 32 cases per 100,000. So Canada is not far off from one of the best countries in the world. There's been a lot of discussion over the last while about Sweden, and that Sweden did a great job of managing it and so on. In the last week, they've been at about 41 cases per 100,000. So we're in the same ballywick as the countries that are seen as doing the better job in this. How does this compare? Our dear friends to the south, they're at about 107 cases per 100,000 over a 1 week period. The United States has been pretty much stuck at about 350,000 cases a week. And this is despite tremendous efforts in the Northeast, where they've had minimal to no case growth because essentially the Northeastern part of the United States has taken this extraordinarily seriously. There's masks everywhere. The population has continued to buy in. So then we go to Europe and we start looking at what's happening there. So France in the last week has been at about 165 cases per 100,000. Spain not far back at 162. The main concern in Spain in particular has been the death rate has been growing very rapidly. They are literally out of control again in the country, and they've been watching this. Now, there's sort of three countries that you really want to have a look at carefully when you're looking at this. And there's one is Czechoslovakia. They're at 337 cases per 100,000. You have Belgium at 295, and then the Netherlands at 266. And you look at that case growth, those numbers of cases, and you realize that in Canada, even though it's very significant for us, in the global sense, it's not as significant as what's happening in other countries. Now, what does this mean for us and where are we at this point? So back in July, Canada was somewhere 300 or 300 less cases per day. And last week, we had over 2,000 cases per day across the country, with a max on Friday at 2,500. And that's when a number of governments, particularly in Quebec and Ontario, kind of pressed the panic button, and they started to retract some things that they've been doing. Primarily in Ontario, it's related to bars, it's restaurants, and gyms. And that's targeting largely the group that's under the age of 40, which has been the most alarming in terms of Ontario, in terms of case growth. So the provinces right now, which we are seeing this in, are essentially Quebec, Alberta, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and New Brunswick does have a cluster outbreak at the particular time. It's not a community spread at this point. They've got a couple of clusters. What is the key learning for dentistry out of all of this is as you move indoors, your risk goes way up. And that's the thing we have to keep in mind and pay attention to. And this is this repeated message around managing that indoor space, making sure that we don't have more people in the office than we absolutely have to have, proper distancing and spacing, all the protocols that we've got in place. What are the key things that we also know is what's the key risk place in Ontario or in Canada? And I refer to it as the Via Rail corridor from Quebec City to Windsor. That's where most of the hotspot is. That's what's generating most of the cases week over week. Quebec has been typically approaching 1,000. Ontario was approaching that 1,000. They're now starting to come back down again a little bit in the 700, 800 range. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks, that's going to reverse unless the Thanksgiving weekend went bad. And that we won't know for about 2 to 3 weeks in terms of just what outcome that was going to have. The other critical issue that we really want to keep an eye on, and this is what is particularly in Ontario and Quebec going to drive a lot of the conversation, is there is not much healthcare capacity. And what has taken up the capacity now versus in the spring? One of the key things is return to these, there's a term that they use called alternate level of care. You may hear this term. What this means is they've got people in hospital who don't really require acute care hospitals. Where they should be is in long-term care. Now, in my politically incorrect terms in the 1990s, when I was involved in hospitals, we referred to these patients as bed blockers. They were people who blocked a bed from another healthcare provider. They were in an inappropriate bed. So today, the more politically correct is alternate level of care. And why do we have this problem? This is largely due to change in regulation, both in Ontario and Quebec, which no longer allows long-term care to have ward-type-based beds. In other words, a combination of having four people in a room. Legislation has required a reduction in beds. In addition, there are many long-term care facilities that are not taking new admissions. They have empty beds and they're not filling them. So we have a problem where this has backed it up into the hospitals. There is a very low ICU and ventilator capacity, and that's why you'll see the things you've seen with the physicians and so on, particularly in the Toronto area, really pressing the government to do something because they don't believe they have the capacity to respond. So that essentially gives you an update about where we are. I don't think Canada is out of control by any stretch of the imagination, but we do have a fall resurgence, and now the rest of it is going to depend on how things are managed right through until Christmas, I think, at this point.